This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and dial toll-free here to join us at 855-450-FREE as we launch into the second hour of the program. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's me, Ian.
And Chris.
And Mark.
To your phone calls and thoughts. Obviously, a lot of people are talking online today and in real life about the U.S. military strike against the Syrian military base that has resulted in some people dying. And, of course, the claim is that the Syrian military had launched a gas attack. What was the type of gas that they ostensibly...
Sarin gas?
Sarin gas.
There's some pictures of some people handling the poisoned kids without gloves on.
Yikes.
But they do have a hose with them, so
I'm not entirely... everything.
Well, it is helpful in that circumstance, supposedly.
So we'll tell you more about that coming up here, and of course you're welcome to comment. Our toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. Let's talk to Charles in Orlando to start things out this hour. Charles, you're watching on YouTube via cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead.
Yeah, I was just... Do you guys know, what do you think about Alex Jones? Do you think his show's more about fear porn, or is he actually legit, or is he just trying to get, you know, viewers for conspiracies? Do you guys take him seriously, or what do you think?
I think that he takes himself seriously. I don't think he just says things to get viewers. No,
I agree. I think that Alex Jones is really, you know, I think he really does believe the things that he purports to believe. We met him once at a talk radio conference.
He's called in too.
He's called on his own volition, just as a caller here to.
And he's been interviewed.
It's been a while since we've heard from
Alex. And we've
been
interviewed by him.
Yeah. So the
you
know.
Think some things too far. Like, what do you think about Sandy Hook? Do you think that's a little too much, or what do you think?
I don't listen to his show, so I wouldn't know what his claim is on Sandy Hook. But I believe that Sandy Hook happened.
No, the kids died, basically.
Yeah, a bunch of kids died in Sandy Hook. Yep.
No, he's saying that it was staged.
No, Alex Jones said that it was nobody died, basically.
Right.
Yeah, I think that's absurd.
Yep. Sounds absurd to me.
So, I don't know.
I'm just saying, because that's what he was claiming. I mean, I know that he takes
a lot. You know. But how do you know anything happened? I mean, you can make judgments based on what
you go down there and
possible.
Talk to people at Sandy Hook. It's not that far.
Sure, but I mean,
it's a lot easier.
How much time do you have to check out every?
I don't
news?
Have that to, but it's not going to be my presumption that everything that the news says is untrue.
Right. Sure,
I've been in journalism long enough to know that. You couldn't do that.
Have you ever had a story that was written about anything that you've done? It's usually really inaccurate.
Well, it's partially inaccurate, but they have the gist of things that go right.
Sure. Sometimes. I mean, if a guy shows up and starts slaughtering, more than a dozen children at a school, I mean, if they get the number between 12 and 14 and they're wrong on the number, okay, yeah, sure. Sometimes the facts get a little mixed up, especially as a story is developing.
They misspelled this child's last name.
But, I mean, if you wanted to check it out, I think what Mark is saying is if you really cared enough to go and check it out, you could probably go and talk to some of these parents. I'm sure some of them wouldn't want to talk to you about it, but you could likely talk to some of the parents, if not of the dead children, of the children who survived it, and talk to them about, hey, did your kids really go to the school? Did this? Because there are some people who believe that nobody even went to the school or something. Like, there's ridiculous, there's all kinds of ridiculous.
Well, once you don't believe the story, then anything can happen.
They're saying that the school was closed down. It wasn't even open.
Yeah, I mean, just absolutely absurd, claims that would be so easy to check out if somebody wanted to. But again, there are ostensibly would have been hundreds of students and therefore hundreds of parents that would be associated with this particular school. And yet these people just spout off these conspiracy theories without any kind of evidence whatsoever.
I can tell you this, that the conspiracy theorists have gone ahead and said that I'm a gatekeeper for the New World Order. And I don't know what that is, but I know that it doesn't have a check because I don't get one.
I don't necessarily think that it didn't happen or did happen because I don't know. Like, I just, all I know is, what I've read about it. And I know, you know, what I'm reading is not necessarily that accurate.
Well, right. We don't ever know for sure because we have to take the word of other people, whether it be on scientific discoveries or whether it be on the news. So we don't really know anything except for what we personally experience. And even then, if you want to get really, you know, esoteric, you could claim that you don't really know if you're here because, well, you're just experiencing what is being put into your senses. So for all you know, you're sitting in one of those matrix tubes with little diodes or whatever wires connected to you that, you know, get some sort of attachment in your brain that is simulating all this. So, you know, what do you really know? Probably nothing. But presuming that this information is accurate is relatively safe to do, given that you can go to multiple sources and confirm the stories if you wanted to. Anyway, so you'd asked about Alex Jones. I'm curious to know what Jones has said about this with the Syrian strike, given that Jones had completely changed his tune about being a critic of the U.S. government once Donald Trump, you know, the Trump train started. He totally hopped on the Trump train, and he did say he was going to stay objective. So I'm curious, do you know what his response was to this?
Me? No, I didn't. I don't listen. I used to listen to him a few years back.
Okay.
But you find out he's kind of like a gatekeeper as well. But to play what is a gatekeeper? A little bit.
You think Jones is a gatekeeper? Who's he keeping the gate for?
Course,
Trump?
Yeah, he's definitely a gatekeeper. You know, he's got a little bit of truth, you know, maybe 85% truth, and he'll throw in, you know, his propaganda stuff. But
what does this gatekeeper term mean?
With the news and the Syria thing coming out, I honestly don't really think the news would actually tell the people what's going on. I think most of it's all, you know, they're pushing something. So I don't think if the, you know, America did something bad, they're not going to put it all over the news. Like, guess what we did, you know, so they're able to hide the news and put what they want.
You know,
play devil's advocate on the guy that just called, you know, he talks kind of funny, I don't know, but I don't understand. He is right. There is only one picture of the globe, and second of all,
the heck are you talking about, dude?
One picture?
It's a ridiculous claim. You can go and Google it right now.
Yeah, because you can't go to and talk. But the whole thing is, I'm saying, how could you say?
What did you just say?
No point to hiding the.
Are you just trying to talk us down? Because we can do a better job of that. I mean, I've got a hold button, and I can just put you on hold. So, look, it's a simple matter of a Google search to reveal more than one picture of the moon. Now, of the Earth. You can even find them, and I guess his qualifier was that there's only one picture before a certain year. But you can go and find pictures from the moon landing, you know, of the Earth, okay? So that was a long time ago. You can find you can find multiple pictures of the Earth. This is not a hard thing to do.
NASA has tons of pictures from satellites of other planets, let alone
they've got like
the Earth.
Streams that you can get right now of live streams of other planets.
Highly, very, very, very super high resolution images. I mean, if you had any doubt.
Yeah.
You know, you can find this.
And
I wouldn't look at Google, though. Google Images is not that great for pulling up that kind of...
Sure, but for a quick search, you can find them.
Sure, but I think there's a point to be made that a lot of those are rendered images, not actual pictures.
Yeah, some of them probably are. That's true.
I mean, you'd have to kind of ignore the rest of the internet, though.
They're rendering,
to jump to that conclusion that there's only one picture.
Yeah, but, I mean, to render those pictures, they still have to use a picture of the Earth that somebody took at some point.
Not if it's entirely animated. Like, I mean, there's...
Yeah, but you're not going to draw the Earth. I mean, it's an incredibly detailed thing that you pretty much have to take a photo of if you want to use the Earth in some other picture. So you can render, you can take an existing picture of the Earth and then superimpose it on something else if you want to, but I mean, obviously, if you look at the photo of the Earth, it's pretty clear that it's a picture of the Earth and not somebody's drawing of the Earth. So let's bring Charles back on here if you want to respond to that, Charles. You say there's only one picture of the Earth. I mean, how can you even make a claim like that?
Well, that's what they say. There's only one from 19.
Who's they?
What do you mean, like NASA?
The hell are you talking about? Thank you for the call tonight. Toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. They seems to be the kook conspiracy theorists who believe that the Earth is flat in that particular
case. Yeah, I've looked at lots of pictures from, I mean, again, the Earth. I've seen, what I've looked at in particular are other planets like Mars. Like, they had a ton of pictures, very high-resolution pictures of Mars. So to say that, like, we don't have any pictures of Earth, it just seems absurd. Ridiculous.
And obviously, the Earth rotates. So the pictures that you see of it from a distance change. So you can get different pictures of the Earth from the moon because it's not flat. Toll-free number, because you could also claim that, well, they're just taking a picture of the flat Earth. But no, they're not. This is Free Talk Live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference, too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME99 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME99 to 42424.
Join me, George Norrie, in Joshua Tree, California, May 19th through the 22nd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature panels, lectures, films, workshops, and field work with leading experts including me, Dr. Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Corey Good, Graham Hancock, Linda Moulton-Howe, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Last year, hundreds saw several real craft up there, as we reported on Coast to Coast. Tickets to Contact in the Desert are available at contactinthedesert.com. That's contactinthedesert.com, or by calling 323-721-1743. That's 323-721-1743.
It's called the Deep State. Barack Obama's most loyal aides still hold office, and they want to stop President Trump. Deep State was first revealed in the runaway New York Times bestseller, Big Agenda. David Horowitz's Big Agenda exposes Obama's government in exile and his shocking plan. Newsmax, Lou Dobbs, Ann Coulter all say you must read Big Agenda at bookstores everywhere, or check out our free offer. Call 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or go to BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Thank you.
Talk Live. Dial on in toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and the Skype username is lrn.fm. If you've been thinking about starting up your own website or launching a blog, but you haven't yet gotten around to it, well, it's time. It's 2017. It's time that you get a website. But it can be a little confusing. It can be a little overwhelming, especially if you're a newbie. Luckily, the folks over at HostGator, one of the top hosting companies out there, they make it easy. They've got a simple one-click, easy installation for WordPress. What's WordPress? That's probably the go-to, best-in-the-world content management system for making a website that's just easy to put together. I use WordPress on almost all of my websites, and I love it. So you get a one-click, easy install for that. You get 24/7 over-the-phone or live chat tech support, a very intuitive and user-friendly control panel that puts the power of creation and the simplicity of use into your hands, and also a 99.99% uptime rating, so you don't have to worry about outages with HostGator. You go to HostGator.com/FTL, and you'll get 50% off. That's 50% off of their regular prices by going to HostGator.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we've got Dave in New Hampshire. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. We got cut off by the clock yesterday when we were talking about innate exit, but I had more thoughts.
Okay, well, none of us were here on that particular show, so...
Can you start us from the beginning?
Can you do a short recap? Just do a quick recap.
Yeah, I was just quoting Honest Donet, the Slovenian independence expert, who says that you want to start focusing on monetary questions at the earliest possible second. She said that was a huge issue in Slovenia when they became independent in 91, almost unexpectedly independent. And
to sort of promote the idea of secession successfully, to focus on monetary issues between the state and the federal government. Is that what you're saying?
Probably. That was what she was talking about Slovene relations. Serbians, she said, stole a bunch of money from the Slovenes as part of this process. But my thinking was more along the lines of monetary policy in terms of a way to leverage our way out of the union. Possibly, but for instance, if New Hampshire could do a better job of paying off the federal debt than the federal government is doing, at least proportionately, then that might be a way to play the banks off against the federal government. And the way that
You saying the New Hampshire government should pay the federal debt down?
I don't know, but I do know
that doesn't make any sense. That's not our debt.
I see what you're saying, but we do have a capability. If we had freedom here in commerce, we would have so much wealth that it might be possible for New Hampshire to pay down the debt more effectively, independent than it does as part of the union. And there's going to have to be some sort of compromise, presumably, in order to have independence. And this could be one sort of win-win type solution.
You can't negotiate with terrorists.
Well, yeah, you can. You can negotiate with terrorists. Terrorists negotiate all the time.
Yeah, I don't know.
I would say that I'd be more interested in a one-time lump sum payment to the United States, just sort of buying out our contract on the Constitution. You know, the organization that calls itself New Hampshire did sign the Constitution, and signed up for it, voted for it, that whatever it is that they did. So a one-time lump sum payment that they could do whatever they wanted with would be more interesting to the government than some kind of paying off of some abstract debt.
You can't trust the federal government to honor its agreements.
But at that point, then they'd
take your big old payment and then invade you.
There'd be a news story at that point, and then the press would have to come down on whatever side they felt was appropriate for an invasion of a territory that paid off to leave. How are they going to false flag that one, Ian?
Well, it's already going to look bad if they invade New Hampshire, whether or not you pay them.
Yeah, I don't know. Whose debt is it? I mean, really,
it's not our debt. I didn't sign up for that.
We want to look at what has worked best and worst historically, and there's probably the best outcome historically was the Estonian outcome, where they had a very amicable separation from Moscow, which was signed off on by Moscow. And there were various different aspects to that agreement, and probably not all of them would have been Estonia's first choice. But the point is they were able to do it in a very constructive, very rapid improvement type way that mm-hmm. didn't involve much in the way of killing. And so, you know, it's good to be thinking about these things. You could be right. Maybe there should be no negotiations of any kind. Maybe I'm wrong. But it's something to think about, and I can't make monetary policy happen, but I can get it talked about.
Yeah, I mean, you are talking about New Hampshire, and the New Hampshire State House just recently refused to come to an agreement on the budget because they didn't want to increase the budget beyond a certain portion. I guess it was a proposed budget of an increase of 10% or something, and the New Hampshire State Representative said, no, we're not.
The Freedom Caucus basically held it up. Yeah.
They said, we're not going to do this, and now there is no budget at this point, and so I don't know what's going to happen from that point forward.
There's some kind of recall on the Speaker of the House going on, too.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Yeah, that would be nice. But
so, what I'm saying is New Hampshire people are a very, very flinty bunch. I mean, they're very fiscally conservative. I don't think they're going to want to give their money to the federal government.
They are already giving their money to the federal government.
More than what they already
have.
Go ahead, Dave.
Give it over, that's fine. If the federal government doesn't want to take it, that's fine. If no one wants to give it, that's fine. That would be great. But
Let me ask you this, Ian. We should be talking about options. I agree with you, Dave. You're absolutely, this is something we should talk about. Ian.
We're talking about.
The
sure.
City of Keene,
yeah, definitely.
Imaginary scenario, right? City of Keene comes to you on Monday and says, we want a check for $20,000. If you give it to us, we'll never ask you for property taxes again.
Would if you write them a check? If people voluntarily want to send money to
I'm
the federal government.
I'm only asking you a question.
Yeah, if people
it's a yes or no question,
it presumes that the city of Keene will be honest, and there's no proof that they will ever be honest. I mean, they are a scumbag organization of.
If they wrote you a piece of paper,
they go after
would you give them $20,000 check or cash or whatever?
I don't trust them
for a piece of paper that said with the Keene City emblem on it that said you don't have to pay property taxes at all anymore in the future.
Well, I mean, if they were trustworthy, then of course, but they're not trustworthy. They're a government.
There's a court system.
There's no such thing.
I mean,
there are no trustworthy empires. How? You know, when Michael Collins was negotiating with the British, he wasn't negotiating with trustworthy people. And when Gandhi was negotiating with him, he wasn't negotiating with trustworthy people. But he did still engage. Diplomacy is part of conflict, whether you're a hawk or a dove.
You know, it's actually a good question. Is how would this be compared to property? I mean, you own property, right?
Nope.
I sure don't.
Oh, no, you don't own property.
No, okay. I have in the past, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Were you going somewhere with that?
Yeah, well, I was just wondering how you feel about that versus, you know, paying government off $20,000. I mean, if you trust them enough to pay them for your property, so to speak.
No, nobody trusts the government to pay them for property. They do it because under the threat of violence, unless they are true government lovers who love
to pay out there, I'm sure.
Property taxes. Most people do it because they're afraid of what the government will do to them.
But you think if you pay the government what they demand in property taxes, they're not going to come after you, right?
No, they've definitely come after me, even though I've paid their property taxes.
Oh, you think so? Okay.
They absolutely have come after me.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, that's what they do. They're going to come after anybody who puts a threat to their system.
Oh, absolutely.
And that includes you.
Yes,
the toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. They're going to take your money, and they're going to come after you. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live, dial toll free, join us right here. Our number 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
Chris,
and Mark.
Also, you want to save big time on your purchases at Amazon, all you got to do is go to saveatpurse.com. Saveatpurse.com. You'll save easily 15 or 20% on pretty much anything that you want or need to buy. Now, if you're in a rush, you can always do Purse Instant and save 5% right there and get prime shipping on whatever it is that you need to buy and save the 5%, which is awesome. Or if you're like me and you pretty much don't need anything in a rush if you're ordering it from Amazon, you put it up for 20% off or more. Try for more. It doesn't hurt. You shoot for 25, 30%. It's possible to do all that. I got something at 33% off recently, which is the maximum discount that you can get. I had to wait a week. But I got it. Usually on 20% off, the item's in the mail like the next day. It's amazing. And there is one catch. You do have to use cryptocurrency like Bitcoin in order to make this possible. If you've just got regular dollars, sorry, you can't use saveatpurse.com. SaveATPurse.com. But if you've got Bitcoin or one of the other more popular alternatives to Bitcoin, then this is a great site. It's an incredible resource and something that you really ought to look into. SaveATPurse.com. Let's go to Michael Dean. He is the host of the Freedom Fiends, and he's on via Skype. Hey, Michael.
Hey, I'm still waiting for my check for being the Lord Master of the Universe. for the New World Order, like
that's
Mark.
Right. Yep. You get as many times as I've been accused for working for the New World Order, the Bilderbergers, or whomever it is, because I don't believe every cockamamie story that comes across my desk.
All that toting water gets heavy. We ought to get paid.
Right.
Yep. There's a review of my movie Guns and Weed, The Road to Freedom that says, pretty good considering it was, it said it should look better considering, it has a big budget because it was made by the Koch brothers.
Oh, that's hilarious.
Oh, wow.
Great movie, by the way. Everybody who hasn't seen it should go watch it.
Yeah,
gunsandweed.com. You can find it quick. So I started a competitor to LRN.FM.
Ah, yes.
I don't really know if it's a competitor, but it's... Do you want to explain what LRN is, then I'll explain what this is?
Sure,
people
sure.
Don't know.
And by the way, how many other folks will let the competition on the air, too?
Right.
Anyway, LRN.FM's been around now since 2009, so not quite a decade, but it is a 24-hour live stream of liberty-oriented audio content. It's basically liberty, freedom-oriented talk radio that streams on the internet and also over satellite in North Central America, North and Central America, as well as Sub-Saharan Africa.
Filthy-mouthed liberty radio.
No, yeah. Most of it's not that way.
Oh, some of it is. One of the primary purposes for its existence to be a feeder for, let's call it community radio, the kind where people cover their whole town but don't really ask for permission and broadcast
radio.
On an
It's a pirate
frequency.
Radio network. Yeah,
Arg!
Absolutely.
He used the P word. Arg, yeah. So people have been shut down for doing pirate radio, and a lot of times, there's two reasons. A lot of times, it's filthy mouth, filthy, 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 or, even some, a couple filthy shows. Normies channel surfing on the bands, on the radio, will hear it and hear some cussing and then keep listening and be like, okay, this obviously isn't commercial radio.
Mm-hmm.
This is obviously some hippies, pirates, illegal.
We can't have free speech.
Yeah, and then they turn you into the feds, and then the feds come by your house and look for the antenna. So
that's actually not usually what happens, but that could happen.
That's often what happens. What is usually what happens?
Here in Keene, the the 4 or 5 times that the FCC has come after the pirate operators in town, it has... we believe, based on evidence, that it has been the local radio company that has called the FCC.
It'll either be the local radio company or some do-gooder DXer, right? So there's
ham radio.
There's these guys that go and get ham radio licenses. Now, I don't have a license. I've been broadcasting for 15 years or something like that, and I don't have a license to broadcast. But these lockstep myrmidons have to go out and get themselves a little license to talk on the ham radio.
Which is the same reason that the broadcasters do it. The broadcasters,
well, the broadcasters
want to take you out
also have a financial incentive with it. They there's actually a statement on the FCC site right now, like saying everything that's wrong according to them with pirate radio, and it's like,
oh, really?
It's a bunch of stuff that it's just like wrong, like saying that it takes money out of the mouths of commercial broadcasters. Advertisers'
really?
Mouths, and I'm like, that's the free market, man.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I made this site, cussfreeliberty.org. That's cussfreeliberty.org. And it's kind of like LRN. It actually has a bunch of the same shows, but there's no cussing on it.
LRN, but for squares.
It's like LRN, but you're less likely to... first of all, there are people, you could use this for homeschooling. You could use it for grandpa who's into liberty but is turned off by, there's a lot of young people that are turned off by cussing, too.
I think it's great. I tried to pitch.
I've never met him.
I tried to pitch Ian on this with you, and Ian's like, nah, I'm not going to do it. I mean, this is the only way you can get him, this is the only way you're going to get what you want, because if that guy says no, there's no turning.
Well,
the chance of turning Ian's head on an issue. is about 1 in 10.
I'm with Ian on this, but I'm very...
There's no with or against.
Well, now, I mean, now you get a choice. In terms of whether to allow cussing or not. I think you should allow cussing, but you know at the same time,
well, screw you.
Two seconds ago, I was just talking off air about how I think decentralization is great, and this is actually a good thing to have some competition.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And there's also on cussfreeliberty.org. There's also like the most up to date thing I've seen on how to run a radio show. You know, if you're in a country with no laws, and you know, I mean, I wouldn't tell anyone to break laws, but there's a link on here called. Well, run a radio station for $150. Ian has a video you made 10 years ago, but this is like, here's the link for this. Here's the link for this. Connect A to B to C. I've also started making, low pass filters, you know. Mm-hmm. You know what low pass filters are?
A low pass filter is a device that you need to use in order to on your transmitter in order to make sure that it doesn't create harmonics, which are basically interference at multiples of your frequency. So that way you're not interfering with the Air Force up on some other frequency or the police.
Or the police. Double the FM band gets right into the police band in most places. So.
Not really. It depends.
The old analog ones.
The police around here use 150 or 140 something megahertz. But regardless, low pass filter is what anybody should have.
Everywhere.
Everybody who's running a pirate radio station should have a low pass filter, or they're being a bad radio neighbor.
And you can't get them anymore. Like Ramsey used to be the go to. You know, they made those white ones that kind of looked like plastic pipe bombs.
Mm-hmm.
It used PVC tubing for an easy thing to put them in, and they had a jack on each end. And they don't make those anymore. Ramsey doesn't make broadcast equipment anymore at all. They only make spectrum analyzers and stuff for square people.
That's disappointing.
Yeah.
So you mentioned instructions. I do actually have a detailed page on LRN.FM about equipment recommendations and how to operate a pirate radio station. So anybody
does it recommend Ramsey?
I'll need to check because I think I did mention the PX50, which is a great transmitter by Ramsey Electronics.
Yeah. Well, a lot of the new little cheap transmitters from China actually have a built-in low-pass filter, but it's insufficient. And I've gone out into international waters and done some testing on this with a frequency analyzer.
He's gone into international waters from his home in Wyoming.
Yeah.
Wait, really?
I took an Uber.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and did some
what
testing.
The hell you're talking about?
I got a spectrum analyzer now. Yeah, you can actually. I have some links for that too on a link on the.
All right, what's the website again?
Okay, cussfreeliberty.org.
All right, there you go. Thanks for the call, Michael Dean.
Thanks, man.
From the Freedom Fiends. He's carrying Free Talk Live on there, which is cool.
Oh wow!
All right, so there you go.
I thought that was funny.
If you want your radio free and uncensored, then LRN.FM has got it for you 24/7. Also on the satellites at sat.lrn.fm. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Don't do what I did and run out.
If it's working, don't quit. Why would you stop?
Why undo all the good that's been accomplished?
You've got to feed them right for life.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If I ever took Roy off of Dynavite.
No.
When I get to about 3/4.
When I get down to the bottom of my box of Dynavite.
Oh, no. I've got a couple more scoops.
It's time to place my order.
Dynavite.com. DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Liquor Chaps free.
New, improved Liquor Chaps with omega-6, omega-3, vitamin E.
And now 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Liquor Chaps.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's 7 herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. And the Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Chris, and Mark.
Don't forget, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And if you like Free Talk Live, then you can join the AMP program. What you do is you go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there for $5 a month or Bitcoin. So you can use Bitcoin, credit card, or PayPal to get signed up for AMP. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The idea is we are promoting and advertising and marketing Free Talk Live to radio stations and online to bring new listeners on board. Plus, it also the AMP money does go to support LRN.FM to help continue that outreach project.
But not
as well.
The cuss-free LRN.FM.
There is no cuss-free LRN.FM. So anyway, yeah, you can go to amp.freetalklive.com. You get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the regular commercials that our regular podcast does. It also gets you access to the AMP Only Facebook group, which is a great way to interact with other Free Talk Live amplifiers and hosts of the show. So you go to amp.freetalklive.com. Please get signed up there. It takes only a moment to do that. And if you want to AMP anonymously, you can do that if you use the Bitcoin option. If you're using PayPal or credit card, obviously we need to get information about you. But if you're using Bitcoin, we don't care who you are. So it's up to you how you want to do it. If you want to AMP with Bitcoin and still give information over it, you can do that too. But ultimately, we don't need it, so it's only an option. So once again, amp.freetalklive.com. Let's go to Sarah. She is in Albuquerque. Sarah, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Chris, and Mark.
Yes. You know, the other day, you guys have mentioned that 30,000 people were killed in auto crashes last year.
Yeah, it's about it's pretty consistent
nationwide.
Nationwide.
Well, it varies from year to year, but
not widely.
Okay. So, you know, My question is, what do you think have caused this increase, in your opinion?
What do we think about what?
What you know, I mean, actually, it's one of the highest rates. It was actually lower, you know.
Oh, what caused it? You said what caused the increase?
Right.
Probably random chance would be my guess.
It's not one of the higher rates.
Well, yeah, where'd you get your numbers, Sarah? We know you don't use the internet, so you know where'd you get those from?
What was the rate 5 years before?
So you're asking about 2015 to 2010? Yeah, it's basically
right,
the same. But in 2000, it was significantly higher. 1990, it was significantly higher than that. 1980 is about the same as 1990. 1970, about the same as 1980. There's a big jump in between the 60s and 70s, though. I would say that nothing's occurred, Sarah.
Don't you think it's a lot of people to get killed by automobiles? Do you think this is a problem?
Yes, it's a problem
that
people die in automobile accidents.
That's why the car companies design, you know, as much different safety measures into their cars as they possibly can to try to protect people.
I don't think it's a real... I mean, yes, safety is important, but I don't think it's an issue relative to, like, you know, it's not like we're getting less safe. I mean, society in general is getting more and more.
That's what I'm saying. Now you got airbags now. You didn't have those 30 years ago.
Right. I don't know. I don't think it's a problem that we need to solve. It's already getting safer.
Well, you know what the difference is? It's the difference between having red light cameras and taking out the red light cameras.
Sarah, the last time that deaths were this low on was the 1950s, and there were significantly fewer Americans at that point.
Fewer people on the roads.
Yeah, there are fewer people on the roads. There are far, far, far fewer cars. I'm guessing that you're drawing your correlations are flawed.
You know what? Your estimation is flawed. This is the worst crash rate in decades. Worst pedestrian fatality rate in decades.
Nope.
You know, how come you guys lie outright? You lie all the time on the worldwide.
Because he's a shill for the globalists.
Where are you getting your information? You can't. Mark, can you tell us where you're getting your information so that we can get her information? And obviously, she doesn't have it, but.
Wikipedia.
All right.
The last time. Wait a second, Sarah.
The
last time that.
If anybody listened to your show, they would correct you guys.
They're welcome to. I'm getting this from Wikipedia. The last time that we had so few deaths. Per capita was between 1918 and 1921.
Wait, you talking about deaths in general?
No, fraction of U.S. motor vehicle deaths relative to total population.
When did the Model T come out?
About that time.
Okay.
Yeah, this is when the Model T was being created. And I mean, so the vehicles themselves were much
rickety old,
shoddy. I mean, have you ever tried to drive a Model T uphill, Sarah?
So, you know something? I was told that by NPR News, the 6,000 pedestrians killed were the worst records in decades.
Are we talking about pedestrians now? I'm sorry, I thought we were talking about motor vehicle accidents.
That's a totally different statistic. You got to be clear about your statistics.
She is not very clear at all and doesn't like answering questions. Thank you for the call tonight, Sarah. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE.
She had said 30,000, which gave me the impression...
She was talking about traffic accidents.
Traffic accidents, generally.
Right.
But she generally tends to think of these things as to having to do with pedestrians because she doesn't like cars. So...
She definitely doesn't.
Maybe
like
she's
cars.
Confused.
I don't know, but let's go
drive. The roads have never been so the roads have never been so safe.
No, of course not.
If you were to include deaths on horseback from 1920, I'll bet the numbers would be higher per capita.
The thing is that people just want to keep passing. They use this propaganda basically to pass more laws and take more money from us.
They sure do.
This is not their objectives. The objectives of and a lot of people just they repeat the propaganda basically, and it's not. It's not making it. We're already extremely safe relative to where we were. We do not need to pass more laws to take more money from us.
Toll-free number tonight. If you want to join us here, it's 855-450-FREE.
The car manufacturers have done far more to make our lives safer on the road than the government ever will.
Yep.
So you can bring up anything you want, although actually right now we're having some difficulty with our phone system. So if you are on the line, do bear with us, and we will do our best to get you.
You could get Sarah through to call us a liar.
It died right after Sarah's call, so I don't know if the person who was on hold is actually still there. If you want, you can always call us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm, and we've got backup phone lines here in our Keene, New Hampshire studio that you can reach at 603-435. Oh, wait, no, that one won't work. You can instead use 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160.
Well, you better have your pencil out for that, huh?
Yep. You pretty much would have to have a pencil out, generally, Mark, in order to write down a phone number that someone gives over the air.
Yeah, we've been given 855-450 free for...
That's true, but a lot of people still don't know what the phone number is. So
no, they don't.
You have to keep giving it out.
You should write it down so that you have it when you're ready to make a call.
Yeah, I agree.
Or you can check the website, too.
It is on the website. That's true.
It's easy to get to.
At freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue with your calls and thoughts when we can. And again, Skype username lrn.fm. So we were talking about the Syrian situation. As you are probably aware, or you know, if you have not heard, the United States government launched 59 Tomahawk missiles at a airfield in Shayrat near Homs in Syria. Six MiG-23 fighter jets were destroyed in the operation, along with a material storage depot, a training facility, a canteen, and a radar station, according to Russia's Ministry of Defense, the MOD. However, the airfield's runway remained intact, according to the MOD, which described the operation's efficiency as quite poor. This is from RT.com. Syrian officials have so far confirmed that six people were killed and several others wounded in the operation. However, the governor of Homs told RT that at least five people had been killed, three of whom were Syrian soldiers. He also stated that at least seven people had been wounded. Meanwhile, Syria's SANA news agency reported nine civilian deaths, including four children. The office of Syrian President Bashar Assad called the U.S. strike reckless, irresponsible, and short-sighted, claiming the motives for the attack weren't based on true facts. The Syrian army called the strike blatant aggression, stating that it makes the U.S. a partner of the Islamic State and other terrorist organizations. And that's one of the things we touched on in the very first hour of the show, is if indeed the Syrian government is battling with ISIS, and now the U.S. government just tried to take out one of the Syrian government's military depots, then that has assisted ISIS in their fight against the Syrian government.
Yeah, I'm not going to go quite that far, but, I mean, it's pretty clear who's on the same sides. I mean, you know, as far as who's against whom here.
Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. You can take control of the airwaves here. This is Free Talk Live. Hour 3, coming up.
Bitcoin.com is of the opinion that the current Bitcoin Core development team is not taking satisfactory steps to ensure the growth and advancement of Bitcoin in accordance with Satoshi's vision. As community efforts to resolve these problems have failed, it is necessary to resolve them with a different approach. By using subreddit r/BTC instead of r/Bitcoin and running Bitcoin Unlimited, you are casting a vote against the current development team. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. That's Bitcoin.com.
What do you shop for that you could otherwise buy at Amazon? Pretty much everything, right? Amazon has competitive pricing and they deliver, and that's a big plus. If you could plan ahead in your shopping, would you be interested in saving up to 33%? There's a catch. You have to do your shopping in Bitcoin. But imagine those savings. It's like a huge raise. All you have to do is go to saveitpurse.com. We've saved thousands, and you can too. Plan ahead and save. Saveitpurse.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.